From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest UN sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its weapons programs. These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends could deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move is provocative and would only cause more bloodshed. The angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement that those weapons would be used in an effort to help the country fight against the Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine. Here is U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. And clearly, Ukraine is not an aggressor since it's their own territory where the fighting is happening.
Critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the United States and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition who hold a majority are pressing for a vote to abolish the court. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has appointed a recently retired army general and a defense official as the country's ruling party vice presidents. Sebastian Mofu has more now from Harare.
In a statement Saturday, George Charamba, the spokesman for Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa, said General Constantino Chiwenga and Defense Minister Kembo Muhadi have been appointed the ZANU-PF's party vice presidents. It was General Chiwenga in November who led the apparent coup that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. Chiwenga becomes the third general in Mnangagwa's cabinet. Opposition leader Welshman Ncube is highly concerned about this trend, which began last month with the army's involvement in ZANU-PF's succession politics. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Dozens were killed when a bus fell into a river in western India. Survivors saying the bus was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed through the bridge railing falling into the river below. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies, at least another 10 others injured. An Israeli court has freed without charges three men from Turkey who had been arrested on suspicion of assaulting police outside a Jerusalem holy site contested by Jews and Muslims. Police spokesperson Mickey Rosenfeld said the three had tried to reach the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where they planned to take part in a demonstration. Nick Kaufman is the defense counsel.
The court rejected the police's argument, which was basically that they were liable to interfere with police investigation, and also that they posed a threat to the general community. It was obvious that this case was a politically charged case, and the judge rightly released them. In fact, the police asked for an extension of the custody for the purpose of filing an appeal, and that request was rejected also.
The men were taken into custody as Israel confronted a weekly surge of protest against U.S. President Donald Trump's December 6th recognition of Jerusalem as its capital. In his newly unveiled national security strategy, President Trump vows, in his words, to ensure the balance of power remains in America's favor in key regions of the world. The Indo-Pacific region led the list, identified by the White House, followed by Europe as well as the Middle East. How Washington will accomplish the strategic goal still being closely watched, as China, also identified as a rival, shows no sign of lessening its interest in the region.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Welcome to the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and this is the English to Africa service of the VOA in Washington. This is Music to the Max. 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated Pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. You're part of the show, too, Ems. Your posts, DMs, tweets, voice messages, texts, requests, and even your songs are considered and sometimes included in the show. Today, I've got a delicious holiday blend of songs from 10 different countries. Styles include Wassaloon folk, Bois Balafon, Afro beats, Afro pop, salsa, reggae, 1970s acoustic guitar band, and more. My special guest this week is female bass guitarist Ma Keita from Senegal. That's presented by Bill Odidi at the bottom of the hour. And at 50 minutes past, wait till you hear my song of the week. It's a Hausa hip-hop tune by a pair of brothers. And Nazir Hausawa of the VOA Hausa Service joins me to present that. You're going to love it. You're going to love all of it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking off with a classic, here's singer-songwriter Nahawa Doumbia with a Wassaloon folk song from Mali. The song is entitled Dibi, Shadow Descends Upon the Earth. Thank you. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. That was Nahawa Dumbia with the title track to her 2003 album, DB. Nahawa is one of Mali's most beloved folk singers. She's from Bougouni, a town for its skilled hunters, blacksmiths, and arcane knowledge and power. Here's a word from a certain Mr. Amadou Wori Bari, one of you, followed by his song request, Popo Lipo.
Yo, this is Amadou Wori Bari from Freetown, Sierra Leone, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa, presented by the legendary and undefeated lady, Edda Maxwell.
So painful.
Bingo.
We been the eat, not the same band.
Last together.
You got me thinking every day.
So we go last forever.
Been the proven to me, I proven to you. Now so we been the get along. Anytime we been the call,
you the answer.
If I say pass it on here,
you say yes sir.
Now where you level don't change. You the look so low upon me. Because that you know the you don't forget but me. Oh no, because he get money pass me.
He get money pass me. Yeah.
Oh no, because he the dress pass me.
He the dress pass me.
See, I no get money, but I get love. And I'm ready for take you anywhere you want go. Baby, do your please. Sorry for me. I go always stay there for you, no matter what. Send me na popo lipo. You been know that from the start. Send me na popo lipo. From me heart, send me na popo lipo, yeah. Send me na popo lipo, popo lipo, oh oh oh. She used to call me daddy, daddy. I used to call her mommy, mommy. Sudden it change for the reason when me or no go. You know when they call me phone, me no answer. You say man no drink rum, man no smoke ganja. If I do one for you, you say do one for me, yeah, bro.
So who the one again the
if I prove I'm to you, now for prove I'm to me, take go.
So who the one again the
now where you level don't change. You the look so low upon me. Because that you know they
get money, but I get love. And I'm ready for take you anywhere you want go. Baby, do your please. Sorry for me, I go always stay there for you, no matter what.
Send me na popo lipo.
You been know that from the start.
Send me na popo lipo.
But I love you from me heart.
Send me na popo lipo. Send me na popo lipo.
True love, I'd forget this day. True love, I'd forget. True love, I'd forget this day. True love, I'd forget. Like I walk out for fend this day. Not so love, I'd forget. Like how long life not day this day. Not so love, I'd forget. She don't break me at you. She don't break me at you.
Send me na popo lipo.
You
be know that from the start. Send me na popo lipo.
Popo lipo.
But I love you from the heart. Send me na popo lipo. Send me na popo lipo. Popo lipo. Oh oh oh. Send me na popo lipo.
You be know that from the start.
Send me na popo lipo. Send me na popo lipo, yeah. Send me na popo lipo, popo lipo, oh, oh, oh.
All right, hello, M's. That was Popo Lipo by K-Man of Sierra Leone.
Hi, this is is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Another listener, Mr. Saidu Muhammad Ali, sent me this message. Hi, I'm requesting any Nigerian music for the listening pleasure of the presenter of this program, Mummy Maxwell Heather, Mr. Larry London, and Mr. Vincent Bonner of VOA Border Crossings. Yours, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Nigeria. All right, here you go, Saidu. Here's some yummy. Day with Tum Boom. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is my 2017 holiday blend of delicious African music. Time for some salsa. From Benin, here's Michael Pinero with Ayele, the title track of his 2010 album Voyage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Music time in Africa.
Okay, happy holidays, MZs, my Music Maxwell mama, millions of loving listeners. James Kamau Koroma from Freetown, Sierra Leone, posted this on my Music Time in Africa Facebook page. That has nearly 1,100,000 followers now, by the way. Thank you so much. James says, "Greetings to you too, Doc. Play me Speed or any song by Afrigo Band of Uganda, whose music is cool as your looks." Well, greetings, James. I'd be delighted to play you something by Afrigo Band, especially since you frame your question like that. Here's Obangaina from 1997 and featuring Rachel Magula.
Oh,
That was Obangaina by Afrigo Band. Coming up, that Bois Balafon tune I mentioned earlier. It's so cool. But first, a couple more greetings from you. Dr. Heather, best Christmas wishes from Nairobi, Kenya. Wishing you nothing but the very best in the coming year. So proud of Music Time in Africa. I tune in every Saturday and Sunday. Asante sana, Ambrose Kamau. Mohamed Tijani sends his greetings to Ibrahim Alpha Ahmed and Usman Kabara of the VOA Hausa Service. This is the Koulibaly Brothers, a traditional Bois band from Burkina Faso. There are three brothers in the band, Suleiman, the leader, and his younger twin brothers, Lasna and Usaini. The song is entitled Boroto. It says, strive to do good and honor our parents so we can receive their benedictions and live a serene and happy life. This is track two from the Koulibaly's album, Seniwe, released in 2000.
Balo e de ki ti ni ma. Ile pe wile ki jo, li bo jo bo
watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, it's Abundance Mutwali from the Ben Makomba in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. A Mr. Fury Leonard from ZNBC Radio 2 in Lusaka, Zambia, posted this message to Music Time recently. My special request is if you can play me one of these songs, Chitukutuku by Wilson Makawa, Sweet Mother by Nico Mbarga, or any song from Mozambique or Zimbabwe. Here's my choice for you, Fury, the one and only Oliver Mutukudzi.
All right, that was Tuku with Huroi, track 2 from his 2012 album Sarawoga. This is Dr. Maxwell. Coming up next, Bill Odidi brings us a wonderful interview from Dakar, Senegal. It's with bass guitarist Ma Keita. Right after this short but sweet listener station ID.
Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Now, let's listen to a bit of Takifa, that's Ma Keita's band, and then we'll meet her. Bill Odidi reports.
Hi.
Waxtan wax deug ci la lideram ñu kay ray ci ñak ba la jëm ñu setan dinan neysan.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather, and greetings from me, Bill Odidi. Now, recently, while I was in Dakar in Senegal, I met an extraordinary female musician. Her name is Ma Kudia Keita, and she's a bass guitarist. Now, you know, we don't get many female bass guitarists. She's a member of a popular band called Takifa, along with her brothers, one of the most popular young bands in Senegal. I met Ma Keita just after she had spoken at a forum about the role of women in the music business in Senegal.
Hello, my name is Ma Kudia Keita. I am a musician, bass player in a family band named Takifa.
Okay, so you're in a family band, and how many are you in the band?
We are 5 brothers and 1 sister.
You play bass. That's interesting, isn't it?
It was circumstances who helped me to choose bass guitar.
And that was what, within the family or what? Because I saw your father in there as well, right?
Yes, it's my father and my mother who advised me to choose the bass guitar. I played acoustic guitar for 2 years, and after they advised me to try the bass guitar.
What sort of challenges did you have to overcome to master this instrument, the bass guitar?
The challenge it was not to simply to play, but to have a play of quality who can reach the level of the great bass players in Africa and in the world. That was the fight of my fight and the fight of my family.
Say I buguma, then I give a la, then I your man me dam away. Man me dam away. Man me dam away, yeah, yeah. Man dam away, wait, dam away.
You've been talking about this topic of women in music changing the narrative. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is such an important topic?
It's important because we have to talk about it for helping people to understand that the women need to have more kinds of activity in the musical industry. And if we can share it with the other people, it will be more easy for the women to do other choices, to have the high level for her career. Yeah.
You think yourself, you're a good example, you're a role model to many women. Do you think the situation is changing when people see you, and not just as a singer, but you're also playing one of the most challenging instruments on stage?
Here in Senegal, I'm the unique model. I'm the unique model of...
The unique model?
Yeah, I am the unique model. And I wish we will have other female model of instrumentalists here and more in Africa.
What is the future like for women, not just in Senegal, but around Africa, when it comes to growing themselves, growing their careers and getting opportunities in music?
The future of women is not to just have a future for herself, but is to play an important role in the development of the industry, in the musical industry in Africa. And if the men can understand it, they can assist the women for this fight, I think. And we will have African musical industry ahead.
What is a song from your band that you would choose for us to play?
I can choose one song called Nanan. We play it with Baba Mal, and it's dedicated for not for only women but for African people.
Nanan lumu japon bayuko, Nanan alanti tanuko, Nanan dengu senranyeko, lumu yar lumu neu neu daloko.
That's a Senegalese group, Takefa, featuring their compatriot Baba Mal in the track Danan. Earlier I was speaking to Makuta Keita, who's the bassist with the band. She's a champion of women's rights and also supports people like her who are living with albinism. Look out for her band Takefa. Their latest album is titled Gas Kiss. And that's just about it for now from me, Bill Odidi, on Music Time in Africa. Now back to you, Heather.
All right, thank you, Bill. So, wow, Ma fights for women's rights and albinism both. Amazing. This is Music Time in Africa. For those of you just joining us, welcome. I'm Heather, and this is my 2017 holiday blend. There's still great music to come. Next up is a 1971 song from Zambia I mentioned at the top of the hour, and then our Song of the Week with Nazir Hausawa, and one final tune, an upbeat reggae melody from Ghana to close us out on a happy note. The Kasama Bantu Actors was a group from Kasama, a town in the northern province of Zambia. This beautiful little song, Mwaombe Niba Kaunda, was recorded in 1971 at a studio called ZBS in Kitwe, northern Zambia. It's a praise song honoring Kenneth Kaunda, the first president of Zambia, for liberating his countrymen from the British colonial regime.
Mwaombe Niba Kaunda Mujalo Jesu. Mwaombe Niba Makasa Mujalo Jesu.
Yeah, what a wonderful, sweet tune from way back 1971 Zambia. That was the Kasama Bantu Actors. I'm Heather, Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Joining me in the studio today is Mr. Nazir Hauzawa from the VOA Hausa Service.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
It's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's always great to be with you, Heather.
Thank you.
It's great.
So our Song of the Week is a Hausa hip-hop song that you found.
Yes.
Will you introduce it for us?
So, first of all, the name of the artist is Della Dawa. They're two brothers.
Della and Dawa.
Della and Dawa.
Okay.
May Della and May Dawa. So they form Della Dawa.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the song is Gani Gamasoyata, which means in English, me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, and the content of the song, the lyrics, they're telling a story about a long-distance relationship whereby the guys are heading to the town of the girl to see her, to see their girlfriends. That's the story about the song.
So they're together some way, either driving somehow.
Yes.
And they're talking about...
Yeah, or maybe riding a donkey or a horse or maybe driving a car.
Whatever way gets them there.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
And the brothers sound really alike. I was noticing that earlier when I heard the song.
Yeah, if you see their pictures, you will have thought they are identical twins.
Wow.
And they are not.
Well, their voices sound identical.
They are.
Almost.
Yes.
All right, let's enjoy this song.
All right.
Bayan na zo riyam da network zan miki text sana barki na killi shi ko na dauko su rubuhu dan na san zuri ar kusun ku 13 kina ta murmushi a waya kin sa zuci gunguzum kina nufin kina saka zuci ta yau dan zugum tana ta tunanin ki har nishadi nai sau 1000 da mun iso a fanga zan sanar ki domin ki shiri ki min damun ko komai su ga sashi madauye ki dan dafa shinkafa da miya kar da ki sa yaji dan ko idan kika sa yaji wahala zan ji ya tuma sabo na dangai zuwa nake ki gaida duk mutan gida ki ce musu gane nan zuwa ga hadari ma na san a hanya za a yi ruwa zuwa na garin a sheda alheri ai zanan gani ga masoyata mai dala gani ga masoyata mai dawa gani ga masoyata mai dala gani ga masoyata mai dawa gani ga masoyata mai dala gani ga masoyata mai dawa gani ga masoyata mai dala gani ga masoyata
wow
All right. That was the song of the week, Ganiga Masoyiata.
Oh, you said it right.
Did I?
You can speak Hausa. You can learn Hausa language so fast.
Oh.
Say it again.
Ganiga Masoyiata.
Yes, Ganiga Masoyiata.
Oh,
that was good, huh?
Thank you. But the song was really good.
It is. I love the song.
Thanks, Nazir Hausawa, for joining me on this week's Song of the Week.
You're welcome, and I'm always happy to be here.
Yeah, that was a great song.
It is.
This is Heather Maxwell and
Nazir Ahmed Hausawa
on the
Song of the Week.
Yeah. All right, my darlings, here's the last song of the hour, Shine a Light by Rocky Dawuni.
Whoa!
This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Rocky Dawuni closing us out this edition of Music Time in Africa with Shine a Light. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to Ma Keita and Bill Odidi from Dakar for that wonderful interview. And to my M's, Amadou Bouribari, Saidou Mohamed Ali, James Kamo Koroma, Ambrose Kamau, Mohamed Tijani, and Firi Leonard for their contributions today to the show, and to Nazir Hausawa of the VOA Hausa Service for co-hosting Song of the Week. My WhatsApp number is +1 202 203 4118. Email musictime@voanews.com, Twitter @musictimeafrica. Hit me up on any of these platforms or on Facebook with a message or voicemail, and I might include you in a future show. Finally, guys, a reminder. Every week, the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. So on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. On shortwave radio, you can tune in on Fridays at 09:05 UTC, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or for Music Time in Africa. Also, don't forget there's my YouTube channel that has lots of great interviews, many of which you hear in this radio show, but many more that are extended, and you can see what we're doing. So check out the YouTube channel as well. Till next week, stay beautiful, M's. Stay blessed.